Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
We've got some arrivals today here in Venice. Of course, this is all about the movies and the actors and the filmmakers. So we've got January Jones, who is in Andrew Niccol's Good Kill, which is in competition here. And of course, Andrew Niccol made Gattaca and Lord of War. People will remember Nicolas Cage in that film. And we have Andre Konkolovsky. I hope I've said his name right. He's the director of The Postman's White Knights, which is here in competition. So lots of people arriving, lots of screaming today because James Franco is here. He's got a shaved head for his next role, and he's also picking up an award here at the festival. He's being presented an award. He's also directing a film called The Sound and the Fury, and Chiara Nicoletti, who is one of our intrepid reporters, has gone to interview him right now. So that will be on fred.fm very, very soon. And of course, we are talking about awards, actually, I should also mention that the final ceremony is here upon us. It's day 10 today, so we're almost there. Day 11 tomorrow, and the full awards ceremony is tomorrow evening. Of course, we'll be coming to you live again around 7 o'clock. So we're not live at 3, we will be live at 7 p.m. so do join us if you can. Also, awards that have been given out: Frances McDormand, I loved her in Fargo. I thought she was absolutely incredible. She was here with her husband Joel Cohen, who she's married to, but also collaborates with in a number of his movies. And she got the Visionary Award for obviously being a creative and innovative artiste. And also Thelma Schoonmaker, who's Martin Scorsese's film editor. She's worked with him since about 1967, I believe. She also got an award for editing. It's a Lifetime Achievement Award. Of course, she's won 3 Oscars, a number of BAFTAs. I mean, I think really Lifetime Achievement is actually appropriate now. I'd just like to mention that my producers, Davide and Debo, are in the background, constantly working. I love these guys. They work so, so hard to bring all the interviews on time to Fred.fm. Of course, if you'd like to tweet us, we're at Fred Film Radio. That's the handle. I'm at Amani Mo. If you want to tweet me too, or just add me and see what I'm getting up to. And of course, we are talking films. Unfortunately, I haven't seen all the films that are in the festival, sadly. But one of the films in the festival, which is Nabat, this is the director Elsine Musaglu. It's about a lady who is kind of left abandoned, almost, if you like, in the middle of a war, and as her village slowly kind of leaves one by one, she's kind of really left abandoned. And there's not a lot of dialogue in this film, and sadly I won't tell you too much about it, because she's with her husband, she's waiting for her son to come back from war, but largely she's kind of on her own, which is quite tragic in a way. But this is really a film with how she deals with this abandonment, with this loneliness, with the rough terrain. They live in this really high up kind of mountain, and it's really kind of endearing to watch, because she's got this incredible face, really, really incredible. So she doesn't actually need to say very much. There's very little music in the film too, lots of natural sound. So quite an interesting film to watch. It's another film that I've watched as well is Nobby, Fires on the Plain, which is a Shinya Tsukamoto film. He's going to be joining us shortly on the show. And this is really set in World War II. So a very different film here, set in World War II. It's about about abandonment, really, but the officers in Japanese war in Philippines have been abandoned by a lot of their cavalry, and they're left to fend for themselves. So it's really a story about how are they going to get back from this, you know, how are they going to get home, how are they going to cope. And you know, of course, when you're frustrated, when you're angry, when you're starving, all these things do make humans do the most incredulous things. So it's really about that journey, and it's not told from the victim's point of view, it's told really from the officer's point of view. And it's a really interesting, a little bit hallucinogenic sometimes, I felt, but certainly, you know, definitely one to watch once it comes out into the UK. And No One's Child, this is a film that we're about to speak about later on in the show. We've got the director coming in. This is about a a young boy. It's based on a true story. He's found living in the woods, totally alone. We don't know who's brought him up. And essentially, it's set in Bosnia in the 80s. So, of course, we've got the crisis of war, which approaches. But he's in an orphanage, and then he's actually recruited to fight the war. So, an incredible, tricky subject to deal with. So, I really am looking forward to asking the director lots and lots of questions. So, that's it for now. But, of course, you know, Fred is very busy. You know, we have Fred Education. I'm going to be doing a workshop with the 28 Times Cinema guys, who are, it's a European initiative. It's one person from every country. And basically, these are the young, aspiring film critics, if you like, who are really being workshopped as we speak throughout the festivals and a number of festivals at that after Venice. And they're really helped through and guided through this craft so that it doesn't die out. Of course, with, you know, social networking and things like that, you know, writing for newspapers is a little bit of a dying art. So there's lots of things going on here. There's lots of industry interviews too. So do listen out for that. We have an industry channel here. So we're covering all the film market information. If you're a budding filmmaker, do make sure that you tune into that, because of course there's lots of inside information there. So very, very exciting stuff.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.